from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This past weekend, my brother-in-law and my sister, they're out of town, right? So my mom is watching.
Vacation?
Yeah, their anniversary vacation.
Oh, nice.
That's a whole other side story. Have you seen the flight and travel issues because of the hurricane and stuff? They're stuck in New York City. It's a mess.
Still stuck there?
Still stuck. So my mom's been over at their house watching two of the nephews. And so because of that, she had a bunch of like activities planned and a few things I've been taking part in as well. And so we did bowling, but we also went to Topgolf on Saturday, I guess.
Whatever. Okay, sweet.
And
that's fun.
Been to Top Golf
nephew
for a while.
Activity.
Yeah, I've gone to Top Golf with you guys. You know, I'm terrible at golf, and I'm terrible at Top Golf. I'm not good.
Little trip with Uncle Alex.
I'm awful at it. But here's the thing: I had my best experience ever. Not only because my nephews were there, but they remodeled the Top Golf at Overland Park.
Okay.
And part of that remodel is they have a new club, and it's called the Sure Thing. Now it is a non-conforming club, which for those that don't know, Drew,
illegal.
You can't have it in your bag if you're in like in a tournament or something, right?
Sure.
You can't also buy this particular club they have. It's got a little more bigger club head, more loft. It, you know, you could say it's cheating, but at Topgolf, it's a genius idea, right? You want people to have fun,
to learn,
enjoying themselves, you know, versus like, oh, golf stinks.
And
I
you
can't
just
keep
hit shanking it
and you're done. So I used that club the whole time. Let me tell you, I was feeling great. I was at my best Top Golf.
Does this
experience.
Make you want to get better at real golf?
Yes.
That's the key there.
Exactly.
It makes you like when you hit a golf shot, like in anything, when you actually hit a golf shot for real that's on your own and well, you're like, okay, I'm in.
That was the whole time. Every shot, this lofted club and everything, it was perfect.
Well, what's going to happen when you pick up a real club again, you know?
Well, it's going to be bad. But at least when I go to Top, this was enjoyable. Man, I got more air under it than I ever had spin. You know at Top Golf, the far right, white, like one way out of it? I was actually hitting that bad boy dead on. I was feeling great.
And just one club? What's the distance on this thing?
Look up the club. It's called the Sure Thing. It's non-conforming, and anybody can hit with this thing. Anybody can hit with this thing. So, yeah, I would like to see someone that can really golf hit with this thing and just see. But Cody was like dead center, too. I mean, just dead. I mean, I look great doing it with this club. So, anyway. That was Drew. You should go and try to use this club.
I'm looking at it right now.
And yes, the diehard.
It looks
golf,
like a hybrid.
The diehard golfer. It's like a four wood hybrid or whatever. Like would be the equivalent, I think, with loft wise. But it's cheating, I guess. But at Top Golf, it makes sense.
A 20 degree club face. Yeah, that's
a bit. That's a bit high. I'm sure you got plenty of loft.
Yeah. It was fun though. Anybody can have fun at Topgolf if you're playing with that club.
Evidently, so
that's why they added. They worked with Callaway on this club.
According to Topgolf, though, you played with a shorter shaft.
Yeah. They had two. They had
God,
one.
I'm such a child. I'm not supposed to laugh at that. I can't.
They had two, Drew. They had two different ones. One was longer. One was short.
They optimized.
I used the longer
one. The shape of the club is what they said in this YouTube video. I had to. I'm sorry, but yeah, no. I think that. Exactly what you said. The fact that you use this club and you hit it great. It's the one golf shot you hit great in golf. It's not for a lot of
very
people.
Very enjoyable.
Yeah, it makes you want to go back again and swing the clubs again, and then it might want you to use a regular.
But it might ruin him golf forever. If he has to pick up a real golf club and he is miserable.
I kind of want to steal this club and take it to a course
and just like play and be like, "Oh my God, Gold, are you really good at golf? You got to like spray paint it. You got to hide it like someone with a course back.
I really want to steal the club.
You got to be like, look, Gold only hits his 4 hybrid all the time. Nobody knows why.
I would be terrible on approach shots when I had to use irons or anything like that, and putting would be awful still. But at least my shot off the tee, I would feel good. I'd at least feel good about the shot off the tee.
It would almost be funny if you're just using it from ever. Gold 60 yards out, and he's just like barely swinging. You're like, what? I was going to say,
it's a funny bit if you use that club, you putt with that club.
I guess the question is, if Top Golf would agree to let us use it for one day,
can I go out there?
Do you think Alex could beat you in a round if that's the only club he used?
No, no chance.
I don't think so. No. But
you think he could beat me?
No.
I'm not a very good golfer.
My drives might be better than you because they'd be fairly straight. I mean, I'm telling you, I had good control of this thing.
You'd be in the fairway.
Yeah. When I decided I wanted to, you know how there's the different Top Golf, you know, the green, red, yellow, white,
yeah,
you know,
sure,
whatever.
Sure.
Like I whatever I wanted, I could hit. Okay.
Ooh, yes.
This club was great.
I think I need to go and try. Yeah.
If I was able to do that and you actually golf and are
it's
pretty
a good
damn
feeling.
Good.
It's like when you do something well, it feels nice.
Yeah. So anyway. Shout out to Top Golf. Smart decision. You got kids going to golf for the first time. Let them feel like they can play.
I think it does make it a significantly better date spot in that scenario too.
Good call.
Because, like, nobody's being over, like, everyone can just, and it's hitting well, and we're all competing. Mm-hmm. Like, a double date scenario, you don't feel like, because you know what it is. Some people are just jerks, and then they get, like, all mad at their girlfriend because they're, like, competing, and they just want to, like, nah, come on, who cares if Alex and his date are winning? You know, nobody cares. It's just like, it's hitting it pretty straight. Nobody cares you use the Sure Thing club or anything else, and then Drew can still use the regular clubs. Are you a bring your own clubs to Top Golf guy, Drew?
Do they let you do that still?
Do they stop doing that?
I've been to Top Golf one time and I brought my clubs. It wasn't that big of a, I didn't make it. I wanted to bring my own clubs. It's not that.
I used to let you do that, but I feel like they still do. I just don't care.
I just want this Sure Thing club. How can I? They don't sell it. How can I get
my other non-conforming clubs? It's like using a court bat.
Can I get the exact same specs, please? And then I'll go golfing with you guys. If I can use this club, I'll go golfing with you.
I do think bringing your own clubs to Topgolf is not as bad as if you're like you're going putt and you're like, yeah, no, I got to use my putter. That's way worse.
I will say, I think you can help yourself. That is worse. I think you can help yourself because they do sell. I know for a fact they sell like non-conforming golf balls.
That's different.
Fly way straight or just do that.
That is cheating.
Do that. But it's the same thing. If he's trying to go out and have fun. There's no money on the line. He just wants to come out on the course with me and you, Drew, and he just wants to enjoy his evening.
I don't need different golf balls, but the club, the Top Golf club that they now have, it makes just at least the shot off the tee nice.
All you got to do is put a driver head cover over it or a wood head cover over it, and nobody will know.
Nobody said spray paint it, so it's not green. Because it's green or light blue is like that. You got to change the shaft color.
And honestly, if we went to go golf and you pulled out a club that had a light blue or a green shaft instead of a black one or a gray one, I wouldn't. You're using a club. That might just be what the color of the shaft is. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
By the way, you're welcome, Top
Especially
Golf.
For like a non like iron set club, like an individual.
Correct.
This was a completely non-endorsed discussion here from Top. You're welcome. I mean, I feel like I just brought you some new people today. Talking about my experience at Top Golf over the weekend.
Cutting Gold is available for sponsorship. You know.
That's right.
Let us know. And if we could borrow that club for one day, we shoot a video where we all go out to the course and see how Alex does with the Sure Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun.
Smart on that. I mean, honestly, very smart of them.
I can't even argue.
At this point, they honestly should sell that.
They don't want to do it that way. They worked with Callaway individually.
That's right.
You can only use it. I read the article at golf.com. You can only use it there. And they're an entertainment golf thing. Like, if you want to be, if you love golf and are good at golf,
you're not going
to
like it.
You just go to the course.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. You go to the course. Top Golf is more for a casual golfer, in my opinion, or someone who's just trying to get some swings in December.
It's bowling with golf.
But for the most part, it's dating. Yeah, it's bowling, but with golf. It's folding. It's whatever. I want to play this sport, but I'm not all that good at it. We're all just here to have drinks and hang out with a group of friends. That's what it's meant for. Like, I think the last time I went, we took my grandpa for like his birthday and all went out there. Same thing. I had to swing the regular clubs that were there. I'd use that club. What do I care?
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, you're
I mean, unless
a good
we're
time.
Betting and then we're agreeing that.
But if you're all using it, then.
Nobody gets to use it.
Can you do that? I wonder. Topgolf should take advantage of what Dave and Buster's does. You know how much money?
Oh, the betting thing?
Oh.
Oh, we just bet, you know.
Just amongst, on just amongst,
your, you can already.
Yeah, you don't like need it. Why give them a percentage of your bet? Just Venmo each other.
We just, yeah. We bet amongst ourselves. There's nothing really we get together as a group where there isn't something on the line.
Betting on golf is dangerous, though. Because it's the competitiveness of it, but also there are some things that can go wrong that are out of your control.
I like betting on the course. My problem is I don't have a good enough handicap where you can just play like a full round. I just got to be like closest.
I'm glad you brought up this with the going last time you went up to the course. Dana Wright came up to me a week or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not happy with you and Dusty.
I didn't. Bail. She,
you
okay.
And Dusty. Remember, this was the Cody Eagle Garage Sale. The experience. Remember the experience that somebody bid on a good amount of money to go golfing. And initially, it was going to be go golfing with Dana and Dusty.
I think the original thought was Dusty, and then maybe me,
and then maybe Cody with the winner.
Yeah.
And Dana set up the tee time at a very nice local course.
It was a private course.
Private course. And you and Dusty bail is what she told me.
She
bailed.
She's giving me a bad rap. Dusty did bail. I'm not going to deny what happened in the store.
Just throw him under the bus.
Dusty bailed. It was hot, and Dusty didn't want to go out there. And he had only been like, he had kind of been attached to it without like agreeing to be attached to it. But I was like, Dusty will go. He loves golf. So we had kind of put Dusty's name in without like being sure. So I'll give him a little bit of a leeway in there. He bailed. Our tee time was at like 1 in the afternoon on a day that was supposed to be 95 degrees. I did not bail. As you recall, I went to urgent care that Saturday for my finger. I couldn't grip a golf club.
Oh, yeah, you missed that, Drew.
I told Dana.
Oh, Cody went to an urgent care for a sore finger.
But I told her. They called it a severe sprain.
I know. At camp, it was hurting.
Yeah. So, like, it got worse. And so I went to the doctor. I just couldn't grip a golf club is what it came down to. So I said, hey, Dana, I can't properly grip a golf club. I'm not going to waste your time or my time. This is where I'm in the clear. While I couldn't do it and I felt bad that I couldn't golf, I said, hey, I know I can't come. I want to make sure this guy has a good time. If you want me to, I'll come out there. I'll get a cart. I'll drink. I'll hang out. You know, like,
yeah.
I'm not saying I won't come out. Mm-hmm. I'm saying I can't golf.
And she didn't want to do
that. She denied that request.
Really?
She wanted people out there golfing, you know?
She's serious about golf, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I tried. I think I'm innocent.
All right. I'm not. I'll be honest. I think that. It's an experience to golf, but you couldn't golf, so you still wanted to provide, I wanted to beat you. You wanted to be there to hang out. I feel like that at least on your part, was good. I don't blame you. You have no blame.
Yeah.
Dusty
I
just straight up bailed.
I was injured.
What you're saying?
Dusty did not like.
I know that
Dusty tried to get them, and Dusty tried to just get Dana to move the tee time.
Yeah.
Because it was going to be like 93 degrees when we teed off. It was going to be a problem.
Yeah, that's tough. What time was the...
Like 1:40, dude.
Oh, that is...
It was a pretty rough time. It was a pretty rough time. But Dana managed to survive, and so did the winner. Thank you for your donation. I apologize for not being there. I was hurt. Dana probably told you wrong things about why I ditched. Please donate other things.
I think she ended up having like her son or son's friend who's really good at golf or something participate in.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was one of the requirements. You had to...
Not me with my 26 handicap. He would probably have way more fun with this kid.
Take that club out there, man. Take that club and you would have been fun.
Oh, Dana, if she...
she would have been
not
pissed.
Not that she would have investigated, so but if she found out that you were using that club, she would have not been happy.
It would be funny to like be like, Dana, I'm not really good, so I'm going to need to stroke a hole because like I'm a plus 20, 20 or more handicap. And then I just get those golf balls that only fly straight. And I'm just using this club in which it only, just the easiest thing ever, just dotting the fairway.
Just taking money left and right.
I'd just give it to her back at the end, but it'd be funny to make her sweat.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster: wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For a minute.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.